Barrhead, the Klondike Ultramarathon in Fort Assiniboine June 8 had runners from all over Canada, including 9 athletes from Barrhead and the surrounding county, lining up to compete in marathons. Many of the runners broke records this year, said race director Monty McNeese. The course crosses parts of the historic Klondike Trail, over the sandy dunes, past a gravesite and trapper's cabin, and offers breathtaking landscapes around every curve. There were 6 bears sighted with no issues and no grouse attacks, an incident seen in previous years. The start-finish line area is located on private property on the edge of the Fort Assiniboine Sandhills Wildland Provincial Park, which belongs to Henry and Marg Wieringa, according to McNeese. The duo have provided access for the event for the last 5 years. A system has been installed to track runners for safety and in case of an incident. Volunteers can see the approximate location of each runner and reach anyone on the course if needed. There are 5 race categories, and this year the youngest runner was 7 years old, the oldest was 60 years old. Some 154 Albertan runners participated in the marathons, 75% of the registered athletes, McNeese commented. The longest race is the 100 kilometers, which has a 17-hour time limit. Some 26 runners registered for it, and 19 finished the race. Finish times shown are not exact. Results can be found online here, https://zone4.ca/race/2024-06-08/babe6a8/results. Ellen Whitman from Tofino had the female fastest time, 10 hours and 22 minutes, with Amy Tuininga from St. Albert coming in second at 10 hours and 39 minutes. Kaylin Nelson of Grand Cache finished third. Dalen Wisniak from Camrose had the male fastest time, 9 hours and 25 minutes, and Alex Petroski from Edmonton came in second, 9 hours and 30 minutes. Dan Vanstoten of Edmonton finished third. Andrew Vandenberg from Westlock came in 9th place in the male category. There is a 50-kilometer race called the Little Klondike that has a 14-hour time limit, with 51 runners registered and 46 who finished the race. Greg Cruikshank of Fort Saskatchewan had the male fastest time at 4 hours and 8 minutes, and Andrew Haley, Spruce Grove, came in second at 4 hours and 36 minutes. Madison Malich of Cold Lake finished third. Katie Shahawi of Calgary achieved the female fastest time at 5 hours and 3 minutes, and Samantha Maisonneuve from Edmonton won second place, 5 hours and 3 minutes. Shelley Bender of Calgary finished third. Brandy Mosier of Barrhead finished in 19th place in the female category. The third marathon option is called the Dead Horse Race, and it is 27 kilometers, 40 people registered and 31 runners finished the race. The race's name honors the more than 2,000 horses that died on their way to the Klondike. Jordan Cohen of Red Deer had the fastest men's time at 2 hours and 5 minutes, and Paul Emery of Edmonton finished second with 2 hours and 17 minutes. Nathan Shirley of Edmonton finished third. Aaron Lee from Barrhead finished in 13th place in the male category. Christine Teasdale of Beaver Lodge finished first in female fastest time of 2 hours and 43 minutes, and Kaylee Bratland of Wembley finished second at 2 hours and 46 minutes. Leslie Quilter from Spruce Grove finished third. Barrhead's Bethany Vander Deen finished in 13th place in the female category. The Klondike Rush is a 10-kilometer race, with 49 runners registered and 42 who finished the race. Patrick Kiernan of Edmonton finished first in the fastest male time of 49 minutes and 9 seconds, and Ben O'Rourke of Edmonton finished second with 49 minutes and 16 seconds. Jeff Johnson of Lac Ste. Anne finished third. In the male fastest time category, several local runners finished the race. Heinrich Asfelt of Athabasca finished 5th, William Allen of Athabasca finished 9th, tied with Isaac Allen of Athabasca, and Randy Weirda from Barrhead finished in 11th place. Jennifer Quinn of Spruce Grove won first in the female's fastest time event at 1 hour and 4 minutes and Haley Wieringa of Barhead County won second with 1 hour and 6 minutes. Jennifer Wojnarowski from Westlock finished in third place. Tamara Jackson of Athabasca finished in eighth place. Kelsey Tiemstra of Barhead County was ninth. Tina Langiel Hayward from Athabasca was 12th. Carmen Allen of Athabasca was 13th. Marsha Weirda of Barhead finished 17th. Karen Wieringa of Barhead County was 23rd. And Joanne Naninga of Vega was 24th. There was a 5-kilometer race for kids and 5 runners registered and finished the race, including a girl from Barhead County. There is a personal record bell for runners and it gives them great pride to ring that bell at the finish of their run, said McNeese. There are plenty of different kinds of prize categories, apart from the regular winners' awards. There are prizes like the Most Beat Up Award and the Longest Time on the Trail Award, making the event fun for everyone. McNeese, a runner himself, started training in the park and saw a need for trail maintenance in this treasured woodland area. For the last 5 years, McNeese and others have worked to maintain the trails in the park, drawing more tourists and runners to the area, benefiting the surrounding communities. McNeese is very thankful for all the wonderful volunteers that make this event possible each year and sends his gratitude to all of them, as well as to the Wieringas. The 2025 event will happen on June 6 and 7 and you don't want to miss it whether you are a runner, a volunteer or a spectator.